Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seahawks are coming to town, and the voice of the Seahawks, our buddy Steve Rabel, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, how you been, my friend?
I've been great. It's a little bit of a snow shower and a cold rain here. I feel like I'm in Green Bay already.
That is preparing you well, I guess is the best way to put it. So it's not going to be terrible, though. Mid-20s, a little bit of wind, possibility of some flurries. It'll be good to go.
I'm all in favor of it, especially since I can be upstairs and somebody can bring me hot chocolate.
Which they don't have bad hot chocolate up there either.
There
I'll give
go.
You that completely. Tell me about this team, because they went on the road. They get themselves a win. They did it in impressive fashion going to Philly. I got to tell you, anytime you get a win at the Link is a very tough place to play. But you go West Coast back home. Now you can go Midwest. It's not easy. So you tell me what they're coming in strong-wise into this game against the Packers.
Well, first, I agree. It's not easy to go on the road, and it's amazing what this team has done on the road this year. 8-1, one loss on the road this season, and it's been pretty remarkable. I watch these guys, and I see how young they are in some of the positions, and it makes you admire the leadership of the veterans and Coach Carroll even more with what they've been able to do to kind of mold these guys into believing that, hey, it's just another week. I can't tell you how many times Pete says it's just another championship opportunity, and he was saying that back in September. So every game is looked at the same way, even though you know that you're one and done now. There's not going to be a next week. There's not going to be an opportunity to come in and look at the film and make corrections and get ready to play again if you lose on Sunday. So these guys all understand that. They're a smart group of guys. They're some of them are really terrific athletes. I'm thinking of number 14 specifically, DK Metcalf. But there are other guys whose names you don't hear very often who are really contributing to this ball club. So it's a really good group of guys, and it's a group that Pete has said that he's enjoyed coaching maybe more than any other group he's had in his career in Seattle.
What did it do to the team, if anything, getting Marshawn Lynch back?
Well, I think it reestablished kind of what Pete and John Schneider have believed about this team all along, and that is you have to be tough, you have to be able to run the football, you win games up front offensively and defensively. We got a great quarterback. We know about playing great quarterbacks. You got one there, and we've played him a bunch. But you still have to be tough, and you have to run for weekends like this in January when it's cold and there are going to be snow flurries. And the hands get a little frosty and you're trying to catch the football, you have to be able to move people up front and run the ball. And also, it's the way that you win games in the end. We've seen Russ come back and make great throws and pull our team, you know, out of the fire and win a football game. But the way you take a team's soul is by running the ball down their throat. And you guys have found that out with Aaron Jones and how successful he's been and how varied now your offense is, and even though it's probably not what you want it to be quite yet, you're really operating really well with a guy that can run the ball like him, and then you have Aaron Rodgers on top of it. I think this team, this Seahawks football team, is raring to go, and we'll see how all this plays out.
The coaching aspect of this, Pete Carroll's been there, done that. Matt LaFleur has not, even though he does have a guy like Mike Pettine on his staff that's been a head coach before. Really, it's postseason for a lot of these guys to a certain extent. So do you give the edge to Pete Carroll and his staff?
Well, it's difficult. I would say if for no other reason than just because of all the experience that Pete has, not just playoff experience, but all the experience that he has at coaching at all levels. How to motivate young men, how to get them ready to play, how to make sure, and we learned, a valuable lesson against San Francisco, final game of the season, and that is no matter how many situations you practice for, it seems like there's always going to be one that jumps up that you just hadn't quite prepared yourself for, and that was clock ticking down, no timeouts left, trying to get a running attack on the field when you've had four wide receivers out there, and it forces a delay of game penalty when you least could afford one. So, you know, even coaches learn in that situation. So I'd probably give Pete the edge because he's been there before. He does understand playoffs, though, and we've played in a number of them now under Pete. I think this is the seventh time we've been to, you know, in 10 seasons to the playoffs. So this is a guy who knows how to get his team ready. I don't think there's frankly any situation that he really hasn't seen now when we get to this point in the year.
The offensive line, a little bit banged up right now. You got Preston and Za'Darius Smith, 25 and a half sacks between them for the Packers. You got Kenny Clark up the gut. Talk about what the trenches are going to look like this coming weekend.
Well, it sounds like it's going to look like a train wreck as far as the Seahawks are concerned. That's a really good defensive front. Smith has been unbelievable this year. I've been keeping an eye on him, and I haven't seen anybody block him yet. We have played some really good defensive ends and outside pass rushers, and he's probably as good as we've played. And so I think it's going to be really incumbent on our guys. And I know Coach and Brian Schottenheimer, our offensive coordinator, are looking at ways to help our tackles. You know, right now everybody's banged up. We're sure hoping that Dwayne Brown can get back and play. He just had surgery a couple weeks ago on his knee to clean some things up. That's a pretty short period of time. But if anybody can do it, he can. George Fant is on the injured list this week, his replacement with a groin injury. So we're hoping that he can get well. But, you know, you have to play, as Chuck Knox used to say, you have to play the hand you're dealt. And if that means going in there with three really young guys on the left side of the line, then so be it. You help out that end man on the line of scrimmage with a rusher like Smith. You maybe chip. You put a tight end over there in front of him to give him one more person he has to try to run around or through. And then you get the ball out of your hands quickly. I mean, Aaron's been doing this. Your Aaron has been doing this for a long time. Get the ball out fast and not give those guys a chance to get to you. But ultimately, the thing we really want to be able to do is just pick up some yardage on first and second down running the ball. Because that's what's going to keep your defense kind of on their heels a little bit.
Talking with Steve Rabel, voice of the Seattle Seahawks. You can find him on Twitter, RabelCairo7, and you can get a hold of him there on Twitter. Talk about DK Metcalf. You mentioned him a little bit earlier, but this is a guy that burst onto the scene with that long pass down the middle and then the catch and run after the fact, and everybody went, whoa, this guy's big, and everybody would love to have him. But talk about what he has meant to the offense.
Well, he's been that big target downfield. Mike Pete, when he came in here, he wanted a big target. He wanted a guy who had some size at wide receiver. Mike Williams, he brought in, who had a nothing kind of career after being a first round draft choice. Didn't do much in Detroit, but he was a USC kid, and Pete knew him really well. And that first year, Pete really went to him. They threw the ball a lot in his direction. He's always liked having one of those guys. And for a couple of years, we didn't have that guy. Doug Baldwin did everything he could do, and he's been a magnificent receiver for us over the years, but now he's gone. And we had Jimmy Graham here for a while, and he was a great target, especially in the red zone. But this guy is something physical ability, his speed, his size, his strength. All those things make him just an outstanding pass receiver. And he has really learned how to be a better professional pass receiver. You know, it's one thing to just run downfield and catch deep passes or out-jump somebody on a jump ball downfield, but to be a technician, to be able to really learn how to set up defensive backs, he's gotten so much better at that. And he's also learned a lot about receiving from Russ. He and Russ stay out after practice and throw and high point the ball, catch it in your hands. What are you thinking when you see me moving this direction? All of those things, if not scripted, are at least understood now by this young receiver, and he just gets better every day. I think the mental aspect of the game is the one that he's really done so much better at than I think anybody would have expected this soon in his career.
Steve, it's been a pleasure to chat with you, and I look forward to seeing you at Lambeau Field this coming Sunday. We'll talk a little bit then, and then, good luck to you, but just not too good luck, right?
I understand that completely. Thanks. Look forward to seeing you guys then.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Steve Rabel, the voice of the Seattle Seahawks. You can find him at Rabel, R-A-I-B-L-E. RAIBLE Cairo 7, KIRO 7, which is the radio station out there, Cairo Radio. But Rabel Cairo 7, you can find him on Twitter as well. So thanks for him joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it for a long time. Those big orange trucks are everywhere. A lot of good people working for them. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.